it is too sweeping of an indictment, and it would take too long because the president is a sitting president right now. He does not believe he can charge a sitting president.
So tell us more about this prosecutor, and as you were saying, you know, why does he feel like this case needed to be dropped?
Right? Peter Skandalakis is the prosecutor that took over for Fani Willis there when she was taken off of this case. There was some legal drama around that. He took over this case just recently, and he released this 23-page filing today. And I spoke earlier today with Gene Rossi, who's a former federal prosecutor, and he offered his interpretation of why this was dismissed.
And the word T-O-O comes to mind here. This indictment had too many defendants, including President Trump. It had too many counts, and it was going to take too long to try this case if they did it in one trial. And when I'm reading this decision by this special prosecutor, I get the impression he looked at this indictment and he said, what a hot mess. It's just a lot of things put together, a hodgepodge of charges, allegations, and frankly, he didn't like it, and he didn't like it that it was against the sitting president.
And Nick, Peter Skandalakis also wrote today in this decision, this legal filing, he said that given the complexity of the legal issues at hand, bringing this case before a jury in 2029, 2030, or even 2031 would be nothing short of a remarkable feat.
Is this the end?
It sounds like it is. According to Skandalakis, I mean, he has asked the judge in this case to fully dismiss all of the charges against the president and these other 18 co-defendants here.